let's look at this quote. We're looking from a book written by Orson Pratt called The Seer. Orson Pratt was one of the original 12 apostles, and this book was originally written in the 19th century. This particular edition is copywritten 1993. Page 158, it says this, underline, "The fleshly body of Jesus required a mother as well as a father. Therefore, the father and mother of Jesus, according to the flesh, must have been associated together in the capacity of husband and wife. Hence, the Virgin Mary must have been, for the time being, the lawful wife of God the Father." We use the term lawful wife because it would be blasphemous in the highest degree to say that he overshadowed her or begot the Savior unlawfully. So everyone understand what he's saying here. Let's keep reading. It's not underlined, but let's just read that next sentence. "It would have been unlawful for any man to have interfered with Mary, who was already espoused to Joseph, for such a heinous crime would have subjected both the guilty parties to death according to the law of Moses." Now what he's saying, even this Mormon apostle realizes there's a problem here. How can Heavenly Father marry the Virgin Mary when she's already espoused? What does espoused mean? Engaged. She's already engaged to somebody else named who? Joseph. Well, how can she marry Heavenly Father? She's already engaged to another man. In Bible time, you can't just break an engagement and go with someone else because that was a violation of the Old Testament law. And he knows that because look at his next quote, or that quote that we just read. "It was such a heinous crime would have subjected both the guilty parties to death according to the law of Moses." The Bible says it would be death to both parties to break a covenant engagement. So how did he do it? Well, here's the answer in the second underlying section. Here's why. But God, having created all men and women, had the most perfect right to do with his own creation according to his holy will and pleasure. He had a lawful right to overshadow the Virgin Mary in the capacity of a husband and beget a son, although she was espoused to another. Let's just keep reading. "For the law which he gave to govern men and women was not intended to govern himself or prescribe rules for his own conduct." He goes on to add, "Whether God the Father gave Mary to Joseph for time only or for time and all eternity, we are not informed." There's several other problems he's dealing with here and trying to address. Let me warn you as I read this particular page to you. Most of what's in the manual is things that is very common knowledge to Latter-day Saint. This whole teaching about Heavenly Father marrying the Virgin Mary and begetting the Savior naturally is something that most Latter-day Saints don't know about. There are recent documents that do talk about it, but there's a good chance if you're talking to a Mormon that this Mormon might say, "That's not what I believe." Well, if a Mormon says that, I will agree with them. I don't believe that either. In fact, it's kind of unique because that means that me and this Mormon are actually on the same team because I don't believe in it either. But this is clearly taught by the apostle here that the way Christ was conceived is that Heavenly Father married the Virgin Mary and begot the Savior naturally.